traffic and weather together on KSL News Radio. Here's Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, the good news is we don't have a lot of crashes to report in Salt Lake or Utah or Davis County. The only in Salt Lake to talk about is westbound on 2100 South at 4th West. This was blocking the right shoulder. Other than that, downtown traffic looks pretty good. Some of the side streets a little busier, 4th South, as you'd expect. But where we really have difficulty is you're heading south. Once you get past Santaquin on I-15, you're going to run into some real serious winter driving conditions. Very low visibility. We've got wet roads and snow falling. This has caused several crashes. The first to talk about is on northbound I-15, a mile north of Cove Fort. This is a new one, and we've had two already there in that same area. So definitely you're going to want to be careful if you're traveling down in that area. Also over in Richfield on SR-118, this is 3.5 miles outside of Richfield in Sevier County. So we have a crash there. We have two in Scipio, one 6 miles north, the other 9 miles north, going both directions, north and south. So do exercise caution if you're traveling in southern Utah. Siegel Books, meaningful gifts for less. Their exclusive 10-inch marble Christus is on sale for the lowest price ever, now only $34.99, a savings of 80% at Siegel Book. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.